the Laughlin Town Advisory Board, Laughlin Regional Government Center, 101 Civic Way, Laughlin, Nevada, 89029, December 12th, 2023, and the time is 1:30 p.m. Get some housekeeping out of the way. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate, persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530, TDD at 702-385-7486, or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868, TDD/TDD. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material is or will be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material is or will be available on the Clark County website at clarkcountynevada.gov/LaughlinTAB. At this time, I will go ahead and do roll call. Herman Walker.
Here.
Kathy Oakes is absent. Fred Doten.
Here.
Pamela Walker here, no relation. And Kathleen Haas is absent. Our secretary is Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828 or tammy.harris@clarkcountynevada.gov. The business address is Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Our county liaison, Mark Moskowitz, can be reached at 702-298-0828 or 702-455-6173 or mark.moskowitz@clarkcountynevada.gov. Business address, Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. I now call this meeting to order, and if we can get Father Charlie to do the invocation, please. All rise.
Just a few items, and they are Cheetos, Dial soap, the LP record, the Frisbee, Ready Whip, Mentos, Tupperware, and Velcro. All of those items did not exist before 1948. They came into existence then. As we get into the end of this year, it's fun to look back at our past, look back what was, what wasn't. It's good to look back on what we've done well and on what we need to improve upon. And we ask God to help us in that look back, to be sorry for what we've done that was not right, and to be hopeful for all the things that we've done that are good and that will continue into the future. We ask God to bless our past and our memories so that our future can be hopeful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Fred, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. Item 2 is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Seeing as no one's stepping up, I'm going to combine item 3 and 4 to get approval of the minutes for November 14th, 2023, and approval of the agenda for December 12th, 2023. So and move. Hold and combine or delete any items.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those are approved. Item 5. Receive an update. Mark is on vacation, so we don't have anything for that. There is a Nevada Legal Services Laughlin Outreach that's in the back, if you want to take a copy of that. Receive a report from Lieutenant Rogers and Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns. Lieutenant Rogers.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Walker. Happy to be here today. We'll go over the boring stuff first. I'll touch on the stats, and then we'll go over the exciting, fun community events that we've been involved in here lately. All right. For the month of November, we responded to 259 calls for service here in the Laughlin area. We wrote 78 traffic citations. We had 3 arrests for domestic violence. And our Tucker holding facility here, we had 22 total arrests. As far as compared to last year, we are down about 16% for calls for service, which is good. We like to see that. We are kind of ramping up for New Year's Eve. We do expect New Year's Eve to be kind of busy anytime. New Year's Eve is kind of at the beginning or end of a weekend. The entire weekend's pretty busy. So we're expecting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night to be pretty busy down here. We are trying to add some staffing for the weekend, so it's not too over cumbersome for any one person. As far as community events, we just finished our yearly Shop with a Cop. We selected 75 kids from the local elementary school and took them over to Walmart, fed them breakfast, and then they were partnered up or paired with one of my officers and were able to shop at Walmart to hopefully have some good cheer and Christmas for those kids. We have another event this week. Kind of similar, but some other hand-selected kids that we felt weren't going to, that were going to be left out for Christmas, so that we selected those kids, and we're going to do an event with them tomorrow, and we'll post some pictures on our social media afterwards. One quick shout out is to our Loving Hearts and Hands knit group, Kathleen Whitehead. They always make cool, cute little items to give to the kids. I know there's like some knit hats or like little scrunchie balls, some keychains, things that everybody loves. So I just wanted to tell her thank you, and we appreciate the knitting group for all that they do. And I think my goal for the next knitting group meeting is to go by and maybe I can learn to make something. I don't know. I have no talent in cooking or sewing, but I'm gonna come by just to see what you know. Maybe I can learn something. Yes, exactly.
We love food.
All right, I'm gonna come by. I'll bring them some donuts. I know it's very cliche in the police world, but I'll bring by some donuts and watch these ladies work really hard knitting some very cool items for us. So as far as that's kind of our recap. I know next Monday we have an event in Searchlight. But we'll talk about that at their town board later. So if there's any questions from the board, I'm here.
What do you attribute that 16%? That's a huge drop.
You know, without breaking down specific calls, I mean, honestly, it's just an overall reduced number in calls for service. Some of the casinos had a nice turnover in security with hiring more people. I know a year ago, coming out of COVID, they were very short-staffed. So when anytime the casinos are fully staffed, they don't rely on us as much. They handle their own business, which is good for us and for the entire community, really.
Sure.
The only other thing I was going to add is on a new feature on our website. I know there's the Fix It Clark County app that we're pushing out to everybody. But Metro's version of that, if you just go to our website, just lvmpd.com, and then click on police services, and then there's a drop down where it says find your station. If you click on the Laughlin station, there's what's called a service request, and that's something that doesn't meet the criteria for calling 311 or 911. You know, maybe it's an abandoned car parked in front of your neighbor's house, something that's not a high priority as far as having a cop come right now. But if it's a quality of life issue, then those service requests come in, and then I assign them to an officer. They're responsible to go address the quality of life issue, write up a report on what they did to fix it, and then give it back to me. So that's something I want to make sure the community is aware of our own kind of like Fix It Clark County, or, you know, service request of, you know, Fix It for Laughlin. We have that. Or anyone's also welcome to send an email directly to Laughlin@lvmpd.com. And then those emails come directly to me and my staff. And if there's any other quality of life issues, things that don't necessarily meet the criteria for an immediate police response, of just something that you see that would be, you know, something that would increase the quality of life here in Laughlin, then I want to make sure I hear from the community on those, because sometimes our monthly coffee with a cop aren't always super well attended, right, for whatever reason. But it'd be nice to hear from people in the community if there's something that they specifically want addressed, and, you know, our door is always open.
Right.
Okay. Irm, Fred, anybody?
Good. Anything else?
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Clark County Fire Department. Regarding activities and statistics during the past month and other areas of concern.
Hey, my name is Nate Spears. I'm a captain of the Clark County Fire Department. This will be my first time here, so let me know if I need to do anything. But of the 32 stations that the Clark County Fire Department has, you guys have two of them. Our department runs about 15,000 calls a month. We're at just over 165,000 calls for service per year, and your Laughlin does about 150 calls for service a month. So I don't have the statistics for November, just because we just barely got through. But October was right at about 150 calls for service. You guys might be aware, they may have mentioned it earlier, but we've done a lot of extensive training recently about the new boat that we received. We also received two jet skis, and there's always turnover under fire stations. So we've done quite a few extensive trainings regarding the boat and the two jet skis. Those are up and operational. Currently, the fire truck is out of service due to mechanical issues, and that's being addressed through our mechanical division. But other than that, do you guys have any questions for me?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Jason Bailey is not here, but there is a copy of the report in the back for Big Bend Water District and one for Water Reclamation, as Will is not here either. I don't see anybody from Parks and Rec. There's a report in the back. Receive a report from Jackie Wallum with the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce, and that will be combined with the Laughlin Tourism Commission. Well, she said she was going to introduce you, Carrie. I'm sorry.
Well, she stepped out, so that's perfectly fine. Good afternoon, Board, Vice Chair. So also, this is my first time, so I'm going to ask you guys to bear with me as I muddle through my report here. So the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce, our new members are still receiving a $500 gift card for radio advertising from Murphy Broadcasting for every new member. Regarding our ribbon cuttings and groundbreakings, we continue to schedule and perform grand openings, reopenings, and anniversary celebrations. We've had 3 groundbreakings since our last report, and 1 is upcoming. The first one was Northwest Urgent Care affiliated with Wormsea. It was held on November 27th at 11 a.m. This is a big, beautiful facility in Bullhead City across from the Culver's drive-through entrance. They have 6 patient rooms and do all of their imaging on site, as well as they are open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Arizona time. The second one, Drifting Bistro and Hooked on Poke, had a reopening celebration to celebrate their new partnership for the two businesses, and this was held on November 30th at 3:30 p.m. This was the first ribbon cutting that I was able to attend, and I had an absolute blast. I encourage everyone to come out to those. The restaurant is located on the far side of the Hooch's Business Plaza. Drifting Bistro features coffee and smoothies, while Hooked on Poke, that's hard to say, Poke, specializes in Hawaiian food, making this location a true breakfast through dinner establishment. Mojave Armory had a grand opening for its new location at the base of Silver Creek on the west side of Highway 95. This member business is the first stop for Laughlin residents looking for gun purchases, servicing, and importantly, firearm safety education. We have an upcoming grand opening ribbon cutting here in Laughlin for the new Laughlin Pharmacy. This establishment fills a deeply needed essential service for our community, and we extend our gratitude and best wishes for tremendous success to the DeFi family for making what was once a dream into a reality for our residents. The grand opening with the chamber is set for December 21st at 10 a.m. They are also having a community celebration for the kids and families in Laughlin at their location on December 23rd at 10:30 until 12:30. You can bring your kids, enjoy pictures with Santa, have cookies and hot chocolate, and enjoy some games. So I encourage everyone to come out and celebrate the season with our new neighborhood pharmacy. Upcoming mixers. We have the annual Christmas Mingle Jingle on Thursday at 4:30 Nevada time, hosted by the Aquarius. 100% of your $20 attendance donation will be donated to Aquarius's Feed a Family program. RSVPs are filling up fast. This event will have raffle prizes donated from businesses all over the area, and attendees are also encouraged to bring their own raffle prizes. We'll have entertainment as well as a buffet food line. It's a very special event where we get to eat and have fun so that others can themselves. Other Laughlin Chamber events coming up. Saturday, December 16th, the Laughlin Chamber and the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce are holding their second annual Christmas on the Colorado Boat Light Parade at 5 p.m. Nevada time. This will feature food trucks as well as meals from the Bullhead Bell. Attendees that bring a toy to donate will receive a 15% off discount token, a wooden nickel, to be used at the Bullhead Bell. The boats will be the star of the show, with the parade beginning at 5:30 Nevada time. Festivities will include a s'mores bar, letters to Santa, prizes for various categories of boat decorations, a coloring and ornament stations for the kids. It's going to be a fantastic night. The Connie Davis 5K Walk and Roll will be held on March 2nd at 9 a.m. and is still offering discounted entries of $25 until the end of the year. As of January 1st, those will go up to $30. We had our Laughlin Labyrinth Maintenance Program meeting. I think it was last week. It's been a whirlwind, to say the least. But we still have some months available to schedule groups or organizations that want to help maintain this unique area attraction. You can schedule a time by calling the chamber, and we will set you up to acquire the history, a tour, some maintenance tips, so that you can keep this special place special for our Laughlin visitors and residents. Membership. Our total members are 308 for Laughlin, representing 31% of that membership. Our new members by quarter are 10 for the first quarter, 5 for the second, 8 for the third, and 7 so far in the fourth quarter. We have one new member from Laughlin, but I expect that number to change at our next LTAB meeting. Volunteers in partnerships. Anyone interested in volunteering as an ambassador, an usher at townwide events, or as an event site support are encouraged to pick up an application at the Chamber and ask questions about volunteer opportunities in the Tri-State. Upcoming opportunities include the Laughlin Bullhead Air Show and STEM program on April 5th and 6th, the Christmas Mingle Jingle Mixer for Feed a Family on December 14th, the Christmas on the Colorado Holiday Boat Parade on December 6th, at 5 p.m. and the Connie Davis Walk and Roll on March 2nd at 9 a.m. You can call Donna at 928-404-3859 or email her at dengelmeyer213@yahoo.com. Regarding the NDOT Laughlin projects that Jackie's been previously working on, she's still working on advocating for the Northside Bridge sidewalk to connect the heritage trails between Arizona and Nevada, as well as the Laughlin Bridge renaming for the SR-163 and the Colorado River Highway. Our last follow-up email from NDOT was September 8th. Finally, the Laughlin Chamber has some great additional services for the community. We have an in-house notary, which is free for members. Non-members will have a small fee for the service. We continue to be an NDOW registered agent for fishing and small game licenses. The license expires 1 year from purchase date. The Chamber will also host the Visitor Center for our community, and we get quite a few guests. I'm telling you, I'm stunned at how many guests come into that Visitor Center there, looking for tips and referrals throughout the area. Our VIPs just attended training sessions, and they're staffing the Visitor Center daily. Finally, we continue to offer business services for visitors and residents alike. Last, but most importantly, sorry, I didn't expect that. I'd like to express my sincerest gratitude to the Chamber of Commerce Board. What is going on? For placing their trust in me to serve as their new executive director. I am truly honored. To our Laughlin residents and members, my steadfast and fierce dedication to the promotion and development of our community will not waver. And I look forward to advocating and serving on a broader scale for the best interests of our town. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next month.
Thank you. Congratulations. Jackie, you doing tourism?
Hi, Jackie Wallen. I'm still doing Laughlin Tourism Commission, so I'll still be helping with our townwide events that help increase occupancy and bring more of those bed tax dollars back so we can increase tourism in our tri-state area. The Laughlin Bullhead Air Show is still scheduled for April 6th with our new STEM program on the Friday before, hosting all of our students between 7th grade and 10th grade. Hopefully we'll be able to get them up there with some great exhibits and some great hands-on exhibits for them to work with. We have a lot of great people coming for that, and I can't wait to share when everybody finishes confirming. Rockets Over the River is scheduled for one day only, and that's July 4th, 2024, and it will be in the same area. We're still going to have Message to the Stars so that regular residents and people in the area or businesses can send messages up on the cannons, through the cannons, on those shells and send rockets to the skies to loved ones. Those will start being accepted after May 15th. We have 5 concerts scheduled for the spring concert series and the November fall concert series. And so far, I think you've seen that we have a couple of good ones coming. So don't forget to order your tickets early, because for those two, especially those two large names, they will sell out early. LEC is still scheduled to hold about 11,000 or 12,000 seats, depending on how they're laid out. So we hope to continue to fill those for the town and increase occupancy and bring more economic impact to the area. It's really been helping, especially of our tipped employees. They really enjoy those weekends because they get a lot of people inside the casinos enjoying themselves, and it really helps with their wages. I'll stand for any questions if you have any.
No.
I'll just note that as of January 1st, she will have the helm, Carrie Isaac Larson. It's a pleasure to be working with her and bring her all the things that I can. She won't know everything I've done in the first month, but I know that all of us who have worked together for so long and will continue to work together will bring her some support and understanding while she continues to learn all the stuff that I stuck my foot in. So, thank you very much.
Big shoes to fill. Thank you. I don't see Tanya. Laughlin School System, I don't see anyone here. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Nothing. Okay, the Laughlin Town Advisory Board is accepting nominations for 2024 Laughlin Citizen of the Year on November 14, 2023, and nominations will close on December 29, 2023. Nomination forms are available at the Laughlin Library, Community Resource Center, Spirit Mountain Activity Center, and the Laughlin Administrative Office, or on the Clark County website at clarkcountynevada.gov/Laughlin tab. Nomination forms must be turned in to the Laughlin Administrative Office, Laughlin Regional Government Center, 101 Civic Way, Laughlin, Nevada, 89029, by December 29th, 2023 at 5 p.m. Only nominations utilizing the nomination form will be accepted. The Laughlin Citizen of the Year Award is given annually in honor of the late Jim Edwards and is intended to recognize and thank the outstanding citizen of Laughlin who has given his or her private time and effort to help local government make Laughlin a better place to live. It is expected that the 2024 Citizen of the Year recipient will be announced and honored at the Tuesday, February 13th, 2024 meeting of the Laughlin Town Advisory Board at 1:30 p.m. Planning and zoning, we do not have any. General business, nominate and appoint 5 members for Citizen of the Year review.
I have a member. Renee Yips.
Do you have any, Herm?
I do not.
Okay, I have 2 as well. I will get with Kathy Oakes and Kathleen Oss in order to make sure that we have all the required names, but I have 2. So we only need 1 each from them. So I will get those to you, hopefully by tomorrow.
I've already nominated one. How about our new CEO of the chamber?
Gary, would you be willing?
Yes.
Great. Oh, we only need 1 more? That's great. Thank you. Okay, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Seeing as we have none, our next meeting is scheduled for January 9th, 2024, if I can get a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you so much for attending.
How about Gino?